Hayes.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Room 208 podcast. Here's a special bonus show.
On January 19th, we had Sarah Nix from Maine Public Broadcast Network Radio come to our classroom.
She came because she was going to put part of our podcast on the radio.
She was going to put part of it on the radio because some people at MPBN thought that it was interesting.
And it went well with the piece they were doing.
The piece that they were doing was about podcasting in Maine.
We thought it was cool to be on MPBN radio.
Not everyone was on it.
She was trying to
get it onto National Public Radio. We hope that happens, Miss Nix.
She interviewed us, and after we interviewed her.
And so here it is, our interview with Sarah Nix.
I'm Sarah Nix. I'm a news producer with Maine Public Broadcasting on the radio. We have TV and radio out of Maine Public. And I make short radio news pieces for the evening show, and then sometimes I host the morning show early in the morning.
When is the show going
to be? I'm not sure yet. It's probably not going to be until at least the middle of next week, but I'll try to give you advance notice. But even if you can't hear it live, it'll always be on the archive, and Mr. Sprinkle can probably give me a call and we can get you a CD of it.
What's the station number?
The station in Portland, I think, is 90.9. Is that the call? I can't remember the call numbers all over the state. It's either 90.1 or
90.9.
90.1.
Have you gone to any other classrooms, or is this your first class?
No, the story I'm doing about podcasting, I'm going to talk to you guys, and I'm going to talk to an artist who's making art pieces through podcasts, kind of sending people on tours of the city so they can put their iPods in and go to different places to do tours, audio tours. And then I'm going to talk to two girls who are doing kind of an entertainment video podcast as well. So you're all going to be in the same story.
Well, when is it going to be on?
Well, somebody else just asked that. I'm not sure yet. No sooner than the middle of next week, next Wednesday. But I'll try to give you some notice for when it's going to be on.
Okay.
Anybody else? Go ahead.
What's your favorite place you ever went?
You mean in this state?
Well, like to do radio, like you came here.
You know, one of the coolest things I got to do is I got to go up to Indian Island, which is where the Penobscot Indian Nation is, where the Penobscot Indian tribe lives. And it was really interesting for me to talk with people there because there's part of the way that they live is that if you're a member of the tribe, you'll always have a home to come to. You'll always have a place to come back to no matter what happens in your life. And I thought that was a really interesting idea, and it was fun to go talk to them.
Well, do you like
save it alive.
Well, like, after you like, come and go wherever you go, like, when you go back, do you have to, like, write it and then, like...
What I do when I put my show together is probably quite a bit like what you guys do when you put your show together. So I'll go through and I'll listen to all of the sound that I'll have collected, and I'll choose out the pieces of sound from you guys and from the other people I'll interview that I think are the most, they kind of tell you the most about the story, and I'll pull those out, and then I'll write a script for myself, kind of explaining where I am and what's going on, and then I'll put the sound in there and just make a story like that with script and sound.
Who does the, like, radio with you? Like, who else?
Oh, we have about 8 or 9 people who produce the news, and then we have people who do music programming and a bunch of other stuff as well.
Who's the people, like, to talk on?
I guess I don't understand the question.
She means that, talks and like who gets recorded and then
on the radio station.
Who gets listened to?
Well, I would say that pretty much all of us listen to. Do you want to know people's names? Is that what you mean? Some of our reporters and producers, Jeannie Barron, Keith Shortall, Susan Sharon, Ed Morin, Erwin Gratz. Those are a bunch of the people locally. And then there are people, we also bring in radio stations, kind of like you can do with podcasts. We bring in stations from the United Kingdom, from the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, and we bring in news stories and other things from National Public Radio and American Public Media. I think that's its new name. So we bring in stuff from all over the country and all over the world.
Well, have you ever recorded a news that's like dangerous, like there's just been an oil spill or something?
I haven't. The closest I got to that was a broken dam this spring, but it wasn't very dangerous. There are reporters who travel all over the world, and some of them go to very dangerous places. Well, I haven't. I can't speak for everybody else, but I haven't had to do anything really dangerous.
Do you get to decide, like, where you get to go and interview?
Pretty much, yeah. I have an editor, probably kind of like Mr. Sprinkle is for you. I call him, and I say, I heard this is going on. It seems interesting. I'd like to go talk with him. And most of the time he says, okay, go ahead.
Well, what kind of music do you play?
Well, our station, we play a lot of classical music because that's what people want. And then we have another producer who does a lot of what's called singer-songwriter music. Fiona Apple, I don't know if you guys, that kind of thing. Rufus Wainwright, I don't know who you're listening to, but kind of a rock singer-songwriter. And then we also have a world music show once a week.
Cool. What's your favorite kind of music to listen to?
Oh gosh, that's a hard question. I have to say I really like blues music and bluegrass music, that kind of stuff.
What if two people want to go to the same place? Do they both go?
Well, that's a good question, actually. We have that happen sometimes where both people will learn about something, and usually my editor will make the decision. Generally, the person who asks first gets to go, or if, say, I'm a two-hour drive closer, then I'll get to go. You know, it all depends. Go ahead.
Two people go together or just one?
Sometimes when there are big events that happen, we'll send two people. Like there was a big folk festival, a big music festival in Bangor this summer, and we had three or four people kind of roaming around.
Were you
one? I was, yep.
Have you ever been to a hospital or something to interview like doctors or anything?
Actually, yeah, I'm actually working on a story right now about hospitals and especially a certain kind of doctor who takes care of people who have a lot of pain and how they figure out how to treat those people.
So do you have a station where people call in and ask for a certain song for the radio?
Yeah, the classical music host takes requests for classical music, but I bet if you called in, actually we have some jazz programming too. I bet people would be willing to listen to your suggestions if you were to call in.
Well, you know that microphone?
Yeah.
What if you're standing in front of a road and the microphone's pointing to you but also the road? Will you be able to hear like cars or something go by?
Well, that's the good thing about that microphone is that I can turn right around. And if, say, I was interviewing you and there was a road behind you, we could just turn you around and then the microphone wouldn't catch most of the road noise.
May I have your attention, please? All students being picked up, please report to the cafeteria. Students staying for kids out, please report to the cafeteria. Thank you.
You've been smiling whenever the intercom goes out.
Oh, because I don't, because it surprises me.
I don't have anybody leaving right now. So. What time does Erwin have to get up in the morning to get in there? I've always wondered.
Well,
so are you when you're doing the morning?
Well, I got
is
up.
All ready for you when you get there?
No, okay. No. I got up at 3 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, wow.
So I go in, I write the whole thing.
Wow.
And I operate the board. We do everything when we go in.
So nobody else is even there.
No.
I've always wondered driving at 5 o'clock when he comes on. It's like, I wonder if he's in there. Wow, that's amazing.
Yep.
That's an early day, huh, Nate?
When I wake up at 3, I try to go to bed at 7 or 8. Yeah. And it's fun. You know, the one thing I'd tell all you guys about my job, you know, I went to college and I wasn't kind of sure what I wanted to do. There were a bunch of things that were interesting. But then I realized one day that my favorite thing to do was ask people questions. And that's when I kind of realized that being a news person might be a good idea, because my job all day is essentially to go around and ask people questions.
Me too. That's funny.
It's the truth. I like it. It's fun.
There's some people like that here. That might be your, you know, that's one thing to do, right?
Yeah,
that's
like
your learning style, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I kind of do see thing, although I want to be a journalist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another thing, a reporter, a journalist, all sorts of different names for it. Yeah. It's good fun. And if any of you guys, well, it would probably be maybe if you have a day off from school or something, you're welcome to come up to Portland and have a tour of the studio.
Can we give a round of applause and say
thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Oh, good.
Wow, that was a great show, wasn't it?
Yeah, we hope you liked it.
See you next time on Room 208 Podcast. Bye.